Of course, Major League Baseball season opens tomorrow. Tim Wendel's in our studios. He's a founding editor of USA Today Baseball Weekly. He has a new book out in which he tries to explain and explore the heater, the Ilbrie bullet, the cheddar pellet, the fastball. The book is called High Heat, The Secret History of the Fastball and the Improbable Search for the Fastest Pitcher of All Time. Tim, thanks very much for being with us.
Great to be with you, Scott. You got quite a few of those good nicknames.
Yeah, thanks very much, yeah. How do you throw a great fastball?
You throw a great fastball, first of all, being blessed with the gift of being able to throw a great fastball. And I think often we tend to see these kids coming up, age 11, 15, 16, oh, they got it made. Mm-hmm. But the rest of it is being able to control the fastball and being able to use it to your own devices. And at least half the folks we looked at in High Heat were cursed by it. I think if somebody came along and said, would you like to do without this? It would go, yes, please. Yeah. And even people like Nolan Ryan, et cetera, you know, had to make something out of it.
How fast can a human arm, and it's not just the arm, mm-hmm. throw a fastball?
It looks like we can top end out at roughly about 107 to 109 miles per hour. And unlike other sports, Scott, it seems like that's relatively the barrier.
Yeah.
It's almost like the sound barrier a little bit.
Now, see, that's remarkable because we tell ourselves with better training, diet, nutrition, kinesiology, acupuncture, chiropractic, and I'm not even going to mention steroids.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah. Well, I've just mentioned it. That obviously this has to make people perform better, but there does seem to be a limit on the fastball.
There's a limit on the fastball, it appears, and also, unlike other sports, say if I'm a basketball player, well, sure, it makes a lot more sense to be tall. If I'm a football player, it makes sense to be muscular or bulky or whatever it would be. You line up all the great fastballers, fireballers throughout history, and there's no correlation really between size and height and weight.
God bless you, Tim. You don't shy away from coming across with the goods, a list of the top 10 fastballers of all time. We're not going to disclose the whole list, but I want to ask you about some people on the list.
Sure.
If I might. Man you mentioned, number five, Sandy Koufax. Mm-hmm. Began with the then Brooklyn Dodgers. Obviously, they went to L.A. And for 11 years from the mid-50s to the mid-60s, he was almost unhittable.
Yes.
Koufax into his windup and the 1-2 pitch. Fastball, foul back out of play. 2-2, the count to Chris Cruz. Sandy reading signs into his windup, 2-2 pitch. Fastball got him swinging.
But as you averred, this was a guy who had some problems taming his fire at one point.
And I think this is something that all of us can gain something from this legacy, this brotherhood of fireballers. We tend to put them up on pedestals, but they're all ones who had to come to grips with this gift. You know, are they going to turn into a blessing or a curse? Koufax really had bookend careers. He had the journeyman career, literally turned it around in less than 2 weeks in spring training one time, and suddenly became the Hall of Fame guy that he became. And I always find Koufax's story, and somewhat some of the others, heartening in a way. Mm-hmm. Okay, they were blessed with this amazing talent, but they still struggled and had to find their way through, too.
He just as easily could have been someone like Kerry Wood or Mark Pryor.
Sure. Or he could have been certainly, say, Steve Delkowski.
Steve Delkowski played mid-50s to mid-60s, Kingsport, Knoxville, Aberdeen, Elmira, Stockton, number two on your list. And he never got to the major leagues?
Never. The day, Scott, he was fitted for a uniform, he threw out his arm that afternoon in a spring training game and had one of the more star-crossed, not just careers, yeah, but really lives. Ended up being alcoholic migrant worker out in California, ended up being homeless, then was brought back to his hometown, New Britain, Connecticut, and he's really regained a sense of himself. He's regained, I think, you know, significant portions of his just confidence and such. He's one of those guys where it's great. You can go home again. If you're going to go to New Britain, Connecticut, he's as big a star in his own way as he was when he was striking out 17, 18 in high school.
You've got a name on the list at number seven, who I would call, I would not hesitate to call the greatest pitcher of all time. I just didn't quite know until reading your book that he threw one of the fastest pitches of all time. Satchel Paige.
Yeah. Well, Satchel, you know, because of the color barrier at that point in sports and such, I mean, we never saw at least mainstream America the media. Never saw a Satchel Paige at his best.
He was 42 when he came up with the Cleveland Indians. Rookie.
Right.
At least 42, I suppose we should always say when we talk about Satchel Paige. And so his days as a fireballer might have been he was winning on a lot of curves and guile.
Yeah, but he still had, you know, a substantive curve fireball, but certainly not once was. And he's also one of those interesting guys. All of them, they hit the crossroads either mentally or injury wise or whatever. And he went through a stretch where he was actually playing first base in the Negro Leagues because his arm had gone south, and suddenly, miraculously, he came back and then made the majors.
Does the fastball play a larger or smaller role in the game today?
I think it plays me a smaller role, and because of that, the search for it has become even more pronounced. Because mm-hmm. we've seen how, you know, we're on the eve of a new baseball season, how quickly teams can turn themselves around with a prominent fireballer or two. I mean, the Red Sox win again a couple years back with Papelbon in the bullpen. The Detroit Tigers take off with some power arms like Justin Verlander and Joel Zamaya. So again, I think maybe there's less great quality arms, and because of that, there's more of a race to get them. And I think some of the real interest as this season begins is Steven Strasburg, potentially when's he going to premiere here in Washington, and also this Cuban defector, Adorado Chapman down in Cincinnati. He seems to be throwing 102, 103. Two teams that are looking for help in a big way and think they may have it with suddenly a young kid who can throw hard.
Tim, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Scott.
Tim Wendell, his new book, High Heat, The Secret History of the Fastball and the Improbable Search for the Fastest Pitcher of All Time. He does have a number one on the list, but you got to get the book to find out what that is. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.